Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This five-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Grace, greetings to you, my friends. I'm reading to you word for word from our book, Revelation to Transformation, How Seeing Jesus Will Change Your Life. We're nearing the end of chapter 5 called Falling into Grace. I'm at the bottom of page 50. Paul preached this with such fervor that people began to accuse him of encouraging Christians to sin so that grace could be made to flow in their lives. He defended himself against these accusations by asking pointed questions like, can we go on sinning so that grace may abound? God forbid. How can someone who is dead to who he used to be keep on living like he used to live? That's my paraphrase of Romans chapter 6, verses 1 and 2. Do you see how Paul's message was so overwhelming that it scared the religious crowd of his day? Not much has changed in the response, but unfortunately, not many preachers are giving that crowd much to shout about regarding grace preaching either. It is for this reason that I believe we should change our terminology regarding God's grace. Instead of saying that someone who sins has fallen from grace, perhaps we should say that someone who sins has fallen into grace. Since God's grace is waiting in abundance for every time we fall, may we encourage those around us not to fall. Instead, may we encourage those who already have fallen that grace is super abundant. Dare we be that radical? Pastor, you are taking this grace thing a bit too far. Perhaps you need to come back into the middle of the road, so to speak, concerning God's grace. Well, I use this statement because I've heard that said about grace preaching. Some hear grace mentioned a lot, and they become afraid it will give people a license to sin. Let's use common sense. People sin whether you license their actions or not. Rather than fight over whether people feel free to sin, why are we not fighting to set men free? With millions upon millions bound within the confines of religion and works, too many are shying away from the same message that the Apostle Paul claimed would bring liberty and freedom, given to him straight from the lips of Jesus. When the argument is made that we should return to center, there's an unspoken belief that the preaching of grace should always be counterbalanced by the preaching of God's law. Jesus warned us of this in the Gospels, Luke chapter 5, verses 36 through 38. No one puts a piece from a new garment on an old one. Otherwise, the new makes a tear, and also the piece that was taken out of the new does not match the old. And no one puts new wine into old wineskins, or else the new wine will burst the wineskins and will be spilled, and the wineskins will be ruined. But new wine must be put into new wineskins, and both are preserved. Jesus makes it clear that you cannot mix that which is new covenant, with that which is old covenant. Any mixture is going to bring ruin and disaster, for the new way cannot agree with the old. To ensure that both the wine and the bottles are preserved, they must be the same. Notice that Jesus doesn't mention the possibility of putting old wine into old bottles, for what he speaks of is always new. Watch the follow-up verse and see if you recognize why we are slow to accept the new covenant and quick to embrace the old. Luke 5:39. And no one, having drunk old wine, immediately desires new, for he says, the old is better. Our natural tendency is to resort back to the old covenant manner of getting what we deserve, rather than the new covenant way of God's grace and favor. Arguments about balancing our grace are uninformed. Old covenant arguments. According to these statements of Jesus, what man calls balance, God calls mixture. This mixture cannot work, for the new covenant is so much greater in scope and in power that it will shatter the stability of the old covenant if we try to make these two coexist. Should we just throw out our Old Testament? Absolutely not. Just place each covenant in its proper place. Know that everything in the Bible is inspired by God and written for our instruction, but not everything in the Bible is written to us. Do you see the difference? Though written for us, it is not all to us, because some things are pointed to a very specific audience. We will deal with this in more detail later as we investigate the dividing line of the Bible. For now, I want to point out one specific and marvelous usage of the old bottles. Remember, we don't house the New Covenant message of grace within the framework of Old Covenant laws. If we try, grace spills out as useless and the Old Covenant shatters its rigidity. Instead, we use the Old Testament as a book of shadows to show us the substance that is provided in the New Testament. Let's watch and learn as Jesus does this for us first. On the day of his resurrection, Jesus appears to two of his disciples on the road to Emmaus. This 7-mile journey from Jerusalem becomes one of utmost importance, not only to them, but to all of us. as Jesus blinds their eyes from knowing who he is so that he can reveal himself in a most marvelous way. I'm going to pick up at the beginning of that paragraph, bottom of 52, tomorrow as we're reading from Revelation to Transformation.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.